Managing Wolves, David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. If you want a touchy subject, just bring up the topic of wolves. The Idaho Statesman recently reported that U.S. District Court Judge Edward Lodge ruled that a federal agency doesn't need to do a new environmental study before being allowed to kill more wolves in Idaho. The ruling favored the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Wildlife Services of Idaho and acted against Western Watersheds Project and four other environmental groups. I reached out to Todd Grimm, Idaho State Director of the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Wildlife Services. Here's where the touchy comes in. I tried to explain that I was not an environmental provocateur. I'm an ag advocate, so I'm not a...
I get where you're going at. You're not. Fake news.
We know that wolves teach their pups how to kill, and let's assume that all of a sudden there is a pack that is preying on a guy's herd of sheep or herd of cows, livestock, and the parents are teaching the babies to kill livestock. It seems to me that that's a perfect place where wolf management comes into play.
Well, it's not just the teaching. I mean, there are times when wolves kill livestock to feed themselves or their pups. I mean, it's the same principle, basically.
Laird Lucas, an attorney at Advocates for the West representing the groups, said the ruling will be appealed. I'm David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West, and we do everything we can to keep you up to date on all things agriculture.